a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I thought it's been a while since we've done one of these.
Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
And give us a ring. I think I found a good one, but I could be wrong.
And also don't call us, it just rhyme for the song.
Yeah, it happens sometimes that I can be wrong about this. So as I said before the song, I saw it on Insta and went, what? And then went and did a bit more research.
Yeah.
Realised that it was originally a TikTok, which is generally me being a 42-year-old man. On brand for me to catch up with something maybe a month after it's been on TikTok when it finally filters to like Reels or whatever it is on Insta.
That's okay. I consider a month quick.
Yeah. Well, you,
this guy doesn't know where the internet is.
Well, it filters to you when we tell you about it. So consider that to happen right now. Anyone here, just a little personal question, anyone feeling any blocked up or anything? You guys there?
I don't want to think about it, talk about it. I hate bodily things.
All right, getting enough fibre. Everybody getting enough fibre.
Just gross.
Regular Metamucil.
Yeah, movements. I mean, having regular movements.
I don't
movements.
Think of you as people with insides.
How's your stool? Is it...
Thomas.
How's your stool? Is it sort of...
Not in the mood.
Right consistency to...
Mate! What about yours? How's your stool?
I'm great, thanks.
Okay,
I get
awesome.
A lot of fibre. But also I found this hack, right? Well, I think it's a hack. So...
Oh, no.
Dr. Karen Rajan, I'm going to say, he's an NHS surgeon over in the UK, posted an expert poop hack.
Always about this with you.
That actually works.
Why?
Always, right?
And he's surprised it isn't common knowledge. And once I found out about it, I was like, all right, if this does work, I will also be surprised it's not common knowledge.
Okay.
So it relieves constipation, prevents the nut. Hey, mate. Hey, if every second ad on 3AW can be about it, I can talk about it once. Okay?
That's fair.
Prune juice.
That's fair.
It's a surefire method for relieving it and preventing the nasty complications that come along with it. Do you know that if you sit on the can, and you don't have to do this and have the prop, but if you get like a cup of water with a straw, sit on the can and blow bubbles, it will help.
With your mouth?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for the clarification.
It will actually... aid your body to push out what you're trying to. So if you're struggling to back one out, you don't even need the cup though, because all you have to do is pretend to blow bubbles or blow out a candle, give it, or even make elongated moo sounds. Don't probably do that if there's someone else in the house.
Oh my god!
If someone hears that coming from the toilet, they're going to know something's up. Yeah. So I would just do the.
Are you okay in there? Oh, my God.
So what it does specifically is it activates the vagus nerve, which controls the body's digestion, triggering wave-like contractions in your intestines and making it easier to go without straining.
Okay.
So right. Mooing and blowing bubbles is not straining?
Pretending to blow bubbles. Okay. You just go. So I obviously read about this. And went, oh, I don't know. It doesn't sound legit.
You're a science guy.
I am a science guy. And if I don't see it, you know, if I don't see evidence, then I won't believe it. Like cold water recovery, I don't believe him because I've never seen any evidence.
Okay.
But this I tried yesterday.
Oh, God. Thank you, Tom.
And I want
That's
you to
enough.
Know that it works. So next time you're backing one out on the can, I would suggest give it these ones and just see. You can even feel it. As you do it, you can feel your stomach contract.
Okay.
Please move on.
What do we reckon, hack or just doing a thing?
Well, I mean, that might be a hack, but the breathing kind of sucks when you have to go and breathe it all back in.
Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
And give us a ring. Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan. Now.
Grab your popcorn, kids.
It's Tom, Lingy and Luggies. I feel seen on K-Rock and Action.
For the final time in 2024, the movie will be acted out on the show. What movie will it be? We'll find out. Or will we? No, we will. But will it be me that finds out, or will you guys have to tell me once I have had an incorrect guess?
Mm.
You guys have been really good at this year. I want you to know you've both been really impressive. Oh. I've been really sort of pleased with your choices of movies and your acting skills.
He wants a lift home after lunch today.
Yeah, exactly. And you will get one because you're beautiful and I fell for it. So thank you very much.
You're going to act out a scene from a movie, as I say, and I'm going to have to guess what movie that is based on your wonderful acting skills. But you need to, at the end of the scene, pull down the blind.
The curtain. Mm-hmm.
And say, and scene. So I know we're all back in the room and everyone's safe.
All right. We ready, Log?
Let's go.
Okay. You all good, Tommy?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. I tell you, Max, I don't know why I ever leave this place. I've got all the company I need right here. Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
How are you?
How are you? How are you? How are you?
I asked you first.
I asked you first.
Oh, right, really. That's really mature. Saying exactly what I say.
Exactly what I say.
I'm an idiot.
You're an idiot.
All right, fine. I'm not talking to you anymore. In fact, I'm going to whisper so that by the time my voice reverberates off the walls and gets back to me, I won't be able to hear it.
You're an idiot.
And see.
Oh, so good, so good. I knew for the first line. That's never happened. Brilliant. Is it The Grinch?
It is.
Yes. Oh, that's really mature, saying exactly what I said. I'm an idiot.
Ah, well done, guys.
I just saw that movie a week ago and it is hilarious.
So funny.
Still stands up. That's awesome. Mm. Jim Carrey getting a good run towards the end of the year. Brilliant. Well done, everybody. Winner sound effect for all. And that puts a bow on I Feel Seen for this year.
There you go.
It does.
Thanks to our mates at Stan, biggest lineup of entertainment only on Stan.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I was doing a little bit of, you know, internet surfing.
At on, your local library.
You are setting yourself up here.
And I did notice something went viral on one of the big social media platforms.
Is it Corey Worthington?
So,
this is all secondhand information. There's no way you've been on any of the socials.
No, I have. And what, via, like, I'm up with everything you guys are up with. So this was on LinkedIn.
Oh, my God. Actually, well done you, because I don't really know how to use LinkedIn.
Well, they've posted the original investor list for Uber. No, it's Thomas. Cool. Like, because this will make you feel bad, okay. By the way. But it's pretty cool reading when you go back to, like, original Uber.
It sounds so cool.
Oh, come on. Well, the investors, can you tell me the ASX or whatever it is?
Oh, no,
as well?
I love. So there was a there
tell
was
me
a
about
couple.
The footsie.
There was a married couple who were just catching a taxi, and the taxi driver was like, sort of not sounding off, but just talking all about, oh, the fact that taxi, you know, there's this thing where you can just get an app and just, you know, call up a car. It's going to ruin the taxi driver. This married couple was smart enough. They were obviously business minded to actually go, what's this called? Like, ask a couple of questions.
Taxi yeah. driver dumb as a post.
Yeah, exactly. So they rang up. They found out who the original people were. Mm. Travis and Garrett, I think, were the original founders of Uber. They invested $50,000. So that's a bit. That's a lot of money, but
God, it must be nice to just have money that you can just throw around.
Idea, but yeah. It's also not like they didn't have to invest $5 million.
Oh,
it's
you're
like,
right. $50,000 is just it's just drop, couch
it's
money.
A drop in the ocean.
Well,
isn't it?
You know what it's now worth? $248 million.
Yeah.
Is their original $50,000
shit.
Investment?
Yeah. That's
how can
good.
I get that off a $50 investment?
Well, that's how, well. Okay, okay.
Can you help me out?
I'll go a little bit closer to where you're talking about. One of the other original ones. So there's only a list of like 10 or so. So this guy named Oren, he's a bit of an entrepreneurial-minded guy. He only invested $5,000
okay.
in Uber
still.
Because he'd heard of it through a friend of a friend. It's now worth $24 million.
That's pretty good. That's a pretty good ROI, am I right, guys?
Yeah, that's what it is. Return on investment.
Yeah, you know why. You're down with ROI.
Sean Fanning. Do you know who Sean Fanning is?
I imagine he's related to Brett Fanning.
Mick Fanning?
Mick Fanning. Yeah. Brett Fanning is the guy Brett? I went to school with.
Come on, it's Christmas.
Napster. Sean Fanning, original Napster, Sean Parker yeah. and Sean Fanning.
Yeah.
Well, he invested in Uber as well.
That's where he listens to
Bernard
his music.
Fanning.
He gets all his
Bernard not Bernard's Fanning brother yeah. either. He only invested $25,000, now worth $124 million.
Mate, you have to have money to make money. This is what I'm hearing.
Yeah. Okay.
You and your mates can talk about this at your big Christmas barbecue, wherever you go, Colorado or wherever
even,
it is. You
even the original
up.
Guy, Garrett, he invested, now this is a lot of money, but it was his company. $220,000 he put into his company.
Thomas, hit the
it's now oh, worth sakes. $3 billion.
Yeah, amazing.
I find that fascinating. It's an incredible yeah. return on investment.
Mm.
Anyway,
it's going viral, that list.
All right, yeah. Well, we all feel really good about ourselves now financially as we're heading into Christmas. Thank you very much, Cameron.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.